Hello, it's Christine. When you see a headline that says 1 million price tag for Bronte poems in hidden library, I was fascinated. What's all this about? And read on, and it was all about a place that I knew, Honresfeld. Honresfeld, which is in Littleborough. You may know Honresfeld. If you come down from the White House, down towards Littleborough, then it's the first house on your left-hand side where the trees are. At one stage in its lifetime, it was a Leonard Cheshire home for the disabled, and many of you will have been to visit there, I would think, because they had a lot of fundraising events for this Leonard Cheshire home for disabled people, I better say, hadn't I? But it rang another bell. It rang the bell that said that my friend who lives in Littleborough, and you've met her before many times, good friend to the Talking Newspaper, Rini Cryer. Rini used to go there. Rini, what was your connection, please, with Honresfeld?
My aunt and uncle were gardener and housekeeper of the home. Sir Alfred didn't actually, I don't think, live there, but he certainly owned it, and he had to have somebody who would look after it and keep it in good order. And that was their job. My uncle had been a miner and had been injured, so he needed to find another job that he could do, and he decided on gardening. And whereas he had quite a lot of grounds to look after at Honresfeld, Auntie Jenny also had a lot of rooms to make sure they were kept in good fettle inside.
So you've got your auntie and your uncle and gardener and housekeeper, and I assume that they lived actually on the premises, did
yes.
they? And presumably Alfred Law and his William Law were absent. Those were the two brothers.
Yes.
Because they brothers had a mill, a worsted mill in Littleborough. It's Dern's Mill, and it's very near to the bridge that goes over the canal. It's on the left-hand side, just before you get into Littleborough. Now it's been pulled down and there's houses there. And I read this to Rini, the piece in the Times newspaper, and they began buying books for their, inverted commas, plain two-storey red brick Honresfeld home. And Rini sort of said, rubbish.
As she does.
Right, over to Rini. Why was that rubbish?
It certainly wasn't brick. It was stone, and looks to be a Victorian building. And I did spend a lot of time there as a child. I was taken up there and not actually stayed overnight with this aunt and uncle, but I certainly spent a lot of time visiting them and going round the grounds with uncle and round the house with Auntie Jenny. And one of the things that uncle had to do every night was to do the shutters downstairs. So of course I would be going round with him and having to close all the shutters. And so I can describe in a few minutes, some of the rooms that I found most interesting. Shall I do that now?
Oh yes, do
that. Oh right.
How many rooms were there?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I should tell you what there were in the other part downstairs. From aunt and uncle's part, which was for, the staff, you went through a room, and there was a little butler's room on the left-hand side, and if you went through the doorway on the right, there was a hall, quite a big hall, tiled floor, I think, and it certainly had, which was of great interest to me, a full suit of armour there. And I mean, how many people can say they've frequently seen a full set of armour? It was just standing there. And off the hall, going off to the left, was the library. And yes, I knew it was a library, but because they didn't have any Blighton books there, it was not very interesting to a young girl. And then at the far end of the hall, or before you got to the far end, on the left, on the right-hand side, there was another room there, which could have been the dining room. I've just remembered that one. And then further on the hall, there was a doorway. You went through that, and there were two other downstairs rooms there, and the staircase that went up to the bedrooms. Well, I did go upstairs to see the bedrooms, but they were not as interesting as the rooms down below. On one of the rooms, the other side of the hall, which was, I think, called the morning room, they had paintings, a lot of paintings. And as a child, I was fascinated because I'd never seen a painting of nude men and women before. And so it was quite interesting to go around and do the shutters and have a quick peek.
But you never came across the trove of treasures that were there.
No, I didn't recognise them as such. And I mean, I am interested in art, so obviously I am more drawn to pictures than I am to book, to be honest.
And I think a lot of the grounds were used for the fates and two ex-Todmorden residents, Rodney Anderton and June. They were very heavily involved in organising the fates for fundraisers. Right, now, what are these papers? Well, according to the Times newspaper, they are now estimated to fetch £15 million, and it's called a treasure trove of English literature. And the auction has been postponed into July, isn't it? So that funds can be raised, so the papers are not split up. They're very rarely studied. Bronte family manuscripts, letters by Jane Austen, and hugely important, handwritten poems by Robert Burns. The library disappeared from view about 70 years ago, roughly when you were there, Renee. Roughly, yes. And only a few scholars have had ever been given access to it.
I think people would have had access into the room when it was a Leonard Cheshire home. I have a feeling that they did use that room as well. I wouldn't swear to it, but I think they did. But I mean, the books would be all to one side and sort of, if you're in a disabled chair, you'd not really be very interested in even, you know, trying to get up to them.
But these were special documents that they had the foresight to collect. And Renee, I don't know whether you realised, but you could have been playing amongst £15 million plus worth of treasures there.
But no Enid Blyton. And that's what interested me at the time.
£15 million plus pounds. Wonderful. Bye-bye from Christine. Bye-bye.